Yeah, there's a universal low cost playbook, and I think it's written by Indigo Partners, actually. So when I was working in Avianova, I had that pleasure and the exposure to the Indigo Partners way of running low cost airlines. And I think it is a playbook, and it's actually a very effective playbook. So if you spoke to Indigo and you spoke to Bill Franke, Bill would tell you, forget regional differences. This playbook works anywhere in the world. And I think to a large extent, I'd agree with that. Look, you know, when you're in Russia and you're entering a market where there is a great deal of ingrained resistance to change, you have a regulator who is quite proactive in overseeing economic aspects of airline operation, then obviously you can't roll out the low-cost model in quite the same way as you would in UK or France or Germany. But, you know, I think what I've drawn from over the last 20 years or so is that, you know, you have to focus on the CASK element. You have to get the CASK right before you can get the RASK right. So, you know, looking at CASK or CASM and being forensic in detecting where costs are creeping into the operation, this is absolutely critical. I think if you go to Russia and you look at Avianova and how we set up there, even though there were a lot of formidable obstacles in terms of rolling out the low-cost model in Russia, we still got a CASK that was around five cents. And so we were still in pretty good LCC territory. And you know, I would draw far more on that experience than I would draw on, say, the Viva Macau experience, because Viva Macau was atypical. We were flying 767s. I was completely new to low-cost operations and really had not a clue on how to build a low-cost airline, to be frank. Avianova was far more of a school or a university for learning about low-cost. And I've drawn a lot on that experience subsequently, because there were a lot of good lessons there. In Viva Macau, you know, we started off with a lot of misconceptions. And I think it was a hybrid operation in many ways. And of course, it was long haul. I was joined in Viva Macau by Con Confiatis, who's now at Flyer Deal. But Con joined me from Qantas and Jetstar, and Con brought a lot of good LCC disciplines and lessons to the table. And again, I learned from Con. I think then the Avianova experience is something I draw on all the time, you know, in looking at every airline I work in, whether I'm setting them up or running them or just one of a team. You know, those lessons endure, and they've been very, very useful. So, you know, direct distribution, the emphasis on direct distribution, the emphasis on utilization, the emphasis on outsourcing where possible. I was going to say also the emphasis on single class and high density seating, but we deviated from that in terms of Fly Atlantic. And I think that kind of illustrates the point that you have to have the courage to deviate in certain respects in certain areas. But yeah, you got to examine those decisions very carefully and justify them before you deviate from that central low-cost model. And that low-cost model, I think you can say that Southwest were perhaps the first people to put it into effect. Then Ryanair took it and refined it. And you know, Indigo Partners have been very effective also in using that model with people like Wizz. If you deviate from that model, you have to really justify that deviation to yourself, to investors, to the rest of the team. I would say in the Fly Atlantic case, you know, going for premium, the premium cabin is a decision we could justify, but we would generally, in relation to Fly Atlantic, follow the LCC model very closely.